This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Greetings, Sound Deals fans, and welcome back to the warehouse.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ivan, you're sounding extremely suave today.
Well, you know, I just like to try some things out.
Sure. What have you been trying?
I've just decided to get out there.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to find a partner so that I don't have to sleep in the warehouse.
Ah, a partner as in you're on the dating scene?
Yeah.
Things with...
But that's fine.
Never say never, but...
And I don't.
But she...
She does.
She does. Or did.
Yeah, just completely kind of forgotten me now.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite full on.
She's in a new chapter and...
But so am I. So am I.
Wow. Have you been having vocal coaching lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite unnerving, really.
Really?
Making quite intense eye contact. And...
It's, no, I found...
Is that a fedora?
Maybe. Maybe.
I say.
I get a night off every 3 months.
No.
Yeah.
Incredible. Did you negotiate that with the higher ups?
No, not quite. But basically, the person who locks the gates
has a day off once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months,
which becomes a de facto.
And then it becomes
amazing.
So it's pretty good. Now, so previously, they've just kept it locked for a few, which makes sense.
Yes, it would,
for the protection of the deals.
Yep, the compound, the deals, the warehouse.
But either they forgot or they decided, you know, we are quite a remote place.
Certainly, that's true.
It's very secretive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're not allowed to disclose.
We don't disclose where we are. And it's, it's all right. I mean, also, you know, I do have to leave the compound anyway to deliver.
Certainly. Products. So do you see that as a potential way, you know, you're meeting people day in, day out?
I'm all over the place.
You really are.
But on my night off,
yep.
I walked to the nearest pub.
Good grief.
Yeah. Obviously not allowed to use the bicycle after hours.
No, of course not.
Which is fair enough.
But you made it down the pathway.
Yeah, it was just a 6-hour walk. It's fine.
Absolutely.
And there was a pub.
Very nice.
And it had... had a 60s, 70s music act.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely man called Ronnie.
Right.
And turns out that he is a coach.
He's a pickup artist.
He's a coach.
A seduction coach.
To help with the artistry of picking.
He's a pickup artist.
People.
Right. So you met a pickup artist in a remote, I don't want to give too much away, but a very remote rural pub.
Yeah. And
who was also I presume, singing covers.
Yeah. 60s, 70s, soul, Motown, and funk.
Okay.
He's got a great voice.
I imagine he would.
And so I've been learning from him.
You've been learning from Ronnie.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what was the deal that you struck with him? Because I know that you opted when you signed your contract to work in a more sort of financially free manner.
Yeah. Well, no, I do get paid in dollars.
Right. Okay.
As, you know, we've previously established.
Yeah.
And sometimes those dollars are more valuable than others.
Yep. Okay.
Anyway, he also runs pet fumigation.
There are many strings to this man's bow.
And he's very interested in getting the contract to kill the metal rats.
Oh, that would be a huge contract.
It would be a big, big contract.
It's an enormous task because they are, I mean, they seem to be massing. They seem to be.
I realize I did say pet fumigation.
Yes. So you're saying that it's not vermin, because obviously Rent-A-Kill has
they've got their market sewn up.
But say you have, for example, you know, a dog that has, and we've all, a dog that's gone nasty, a dog that's turned, or it's possible that you might have, you know, a parrot that is starting to mouth increasingly sinister phrases.
Maybe you've got some hamsters that have procreated too much.
Yes, and instead of just giving them away to friends or a pet shop,
Ronnie's found a niche.
You might call up Ronnie and he would very simply come to your house and do away with those creatures.
Yes, but he doesn't kill them.
Oh, he knocks them out. I mean, so you explain. I'm putting words into your mouth here.
Please.
What?
So he's a pet
fumigation.
Fumigation. So that is correct. His promise is he deals with the animals.
Surely via them. Surely via the method of fumigation.
He does. He does. Yeah, he does knock them out. He fumigates them very lovely sleep they go into.
What kind of
then he takes
what kind of product
away.
Does he use to knock out these animals?
You don't need to know that. Is what he keeps telling people.
And out of interest, is Ronnie prepared to work on animals that aren't pets?
So he prefers them to be pets.
Sure.
Because there's a relationship there.
Yeah.
And his promise is that he's going to take them to a better place.
Yes. I think, you know, he's almost like, you know, a knight on a battlefield versus a common criminal. You know, he has a code of ethics which he engages in with these animals. He's not simply, you know, poisoning them like a coward.
God, no. So that's why he specializes in pets. But I was telling him about the metal rats.
Yes.
And how many there are. And his ears really did prick up.
Sure.
From under his hat.
He's a fellow fedora wearer.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was the one who introduced me to the fedora.
Makes sense.
Yeah. He makes them as well. He's a man of many talents.
He's really extraordinary. What does he make them from?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Okay, no. I wouldn't, especially not with that voice. It is very unnerving. So, forgive me. Just trying to piece this. I don't want to call it a story. I think that maybe does that a disservice to stories. But you met this gentleman, Ronnie, at the at the local pub.
That's correct.
Which I'm astonished you managed to make.
Not that local, but it is.
I guess it is the local pub.
Yeah.
To hear.
Well, I left the night before. Yeah. Got there, slept on the floor outside.
I understand.
Waited for it to open.
Yeah.
I had enough for one drink. They said you're welcome to have that drink now, or we've got some entertainment in a few hours. Do you want to wait and then have the drink and then watch the entertainment?
Oh.
And I said, that sounds great. And they said, well, please do wait outside.
Sure, absolutely. Well,
so
you,
I did
you
that.
You weren't a customer until that
for
point.
For another few hours.
That's certainly
then
fair.
Then I went in.
And I guess you knew you had a place where you could sleep, which
is
great.
Yeah. And I had my soda water and lime.
Oh, so you weren't, it wasn't a currency heavy.
No, not a currency heavy week. For me. Mm-hmm. But then I watched, I very slowly sipped that.
Wise. And Ronnie performed.
Ronnie performed beautifully. Then I got chatting to Ronnie afterwards because, well, I mean, to quote him, there weren't any hot chicks.
Sure. But there was a man with a glint of hope in his eye.
Yeah.
Ready to be molded by Ronnie into another potential sort of Lothario.
Yeah.
So the deal is that in exchange for you helping Ronnie...
Lucrative contract, I'm sure.
Hopefully get the contract to lovingly fumigate the metal rats here at the warehouse.
Which are my pets.
Right, yes, okay.
In a way.
You have become closer to them.
Yeah.
I would almost argue that the dynamic is is perhaps reversed. Given the way, the sort of proprietorial way they behave.
Yes, yes. And I guess I am, you know, in a way, I'm happy to see them, you know.
Just see them.
Yeah, and I react, you know, to when... I flinch in a way that I, you know, it's not like wagging a tail happily, but I will definitely flinch when I see one.
You
of
do flinch. You do flinch when you see them, which is regularly. But I mean, it sounds like a wonderful development in your personal life. There are clear stylistic elements that Ronnie's already kind of introduced you to.
The stylistics were a few of the songs that he was singing.
He was part of his oeuvre.
Yes,
wonderful. I suppose the follow-up question would simply be, where are you hoping to meet other, you know, take these new skills out on the road?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't have much time. But what I do have is people's houses that I visit to deliver products.
Okay, so it is that. That's the...
So, so what I would love is if you ordered... a product.
Yep.
If in the comments, you know, where you can say, oh, if I'm not in, please leave it in the bin gate,
yes,
whatever. Just put it around the back or deliver it to a neighbor, whatever. If you could put, if you're single and ready to mingle.
Yes.
Because I will respect your wishes. Obviously, if you don't say anything, I'll presume that you don't wish to be.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Although Ronnie was...
had different views.
Yeah, yeah. Ronnie was quite clear that I should really just try it with anyone.
He's a man of a different generation.
But I really do feel like, you know, I want to... Obviously, I want to flex my skills, but only for those who want to be flexed at.
Sure. So
if you could just put, if you're interested in the order form, in me flirting with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... That brings us very nicely onto the products themselves that you may well be delivering to the lucky ladies or gents around the country.
And I'm not picky when it comes to that.
No, just whatever.
Just anyone.
Yeah, great. Well, look, it's an exciting journey, both, you know, emotional, sartorially, and of course, physically, because you'll be cycling around the country.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting my quads again. Strong.
Well, listen, to anyone out there who's looking to meet a man with good, strong quads.
They really are strong.
A natty fedora made out of a kind of corduroy fabric and quite a sort of a low-cut, quite tight white T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. If in the order form you could say if you have a spare room or if you're just willing to, you know, have me at, like, at the bottom of the bed, you know...
Those are the two ways you would envisage living with your partner. Spare room or bottom of bed like a dog.
I mean, I don't want to presume.
No, of course not.
But I would love to move in as quickly as possible.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So, you know, let the relationship develop. But if I could also, you know, lodge...
Lodger slash lover.
Yeah.
Well, it's an enticing prospect. And we've got a host of enticing prospects for you here in the Sound Deals warehouse this week. Let's take a look at the first one.
Spounds.
Oh, Spounds. These were wonderful.
Oh, Spounds. Thank you to our wonderful listener, Hannah S., for sending us Spounds.
Yes, indeed. And do we know if the S stands for Spounds?
We can only presume that Hannah's surname is Spounds.
Well, if that's the case, thank you, Hannah Spounds, for sharing with us the product that bears your name. Or possibly you change your name to Spounds. It's a brilliant, tried and tested way of promoting a product.
I can imagine that that would be the way to do things. If I like something enough, I would certainly change my name. But obviously, I love every product equally.
Yes,
in Sound Deals. So it'd be difficult, you know. I'd have to change my name every single day.
But yes, we thank all of our listeners who submit products to Max and Sound Deals at maxandivan.com.
Yes, thank you for doing that.
And on this occasion, it is Hannah Spounds. Now, Ivan, tell us a little bit about your experience with the Spounds.
Spounds, Spounds, Spounds.
Fun to say. Even more fun to use.
They sure are. What I love about Spounds is that it's not something that I've come across before.
No, of course.
Now, we are all aware of measuring out ingredients in pounds and ounces.
Indeed.
But...
yawn.
Yes. Obviously, there are other ways of measuring out things. Grams, kilos.
Snoozerama.
Yes. Now is your chance to use Spounds.
Absolutely. Now, yes, please. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Now, what you get is a very fun scale.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what it does is it knows how much of what you're going to have.
It's psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yes. Which is fun.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah. So it's a psychic scale.
It's a psychic scale. And it's called Spounds.
Right. So those units of measurement that you mentioned earlier on, it's basically unrelated. I mean, it just measures things. It weighs things.
It does.
Using those units of measurement.
Oh, yeah, of course. How else are you going to weigh things?
Yeah, which I remain bored by as I stated, I stand by that. You might have thought I was teeing up a new unit of measurement.
No, God, no.
No.
But what you must do is cast away your cookery books.
Cast them away?
Yes.
That sounds very dramatic.
Yes. You should, because Spounds is the way forwards.
Because it's a psychic scale that knows...
It's a psychic scale that knows what you should eat and how much.
Wow. Yes. Okay. It sounds quite almost controlling.
Well, you know, you can call it that if you want. All you have to do is you pop it on.
Yep.
It sits upon your shoulders.
As in when you say you pop it on, I thought you meant you turn it on. You actually No. You place it upon yourself.
Yeah, you place it upon yourself.
You wear it.
It's got a number of straps here, as you can see.
Now, Ivan. I've obviously seen you parading around the warehouse for the last month with the Spounds, and it is a Spounds, isn't it? It's one of these items is called a Spounds. Is that am I correct there?
That is correct.
Yes, and I of course have an instinctive understanding of how and why it might work and make sense.
Mm.
To those listeners out there who say, I own a scales already, a set of scales, and it's less of a strap to my back situation.
Mm, yes, but have you not ever gotten home and thought, oh gosh, right, what am I going to cook now? I have a look in the fridge. Oh, I'm not really sure. And then, have a flick through some cookery books. Go, oh, that looks good. I do have a sweet potato, but oh no, I don't have, you know, dill.
Yep. You're making dilly sweet. You wanna whip up a big bowl of dilly sweet.
But you can't because you don't have the dill. So Then you find yourself just with a sweet potato scratching your head, trying to figure out what to cook. You end up, after a while, you know, you make a chili con carne, fine, with a nice sweet potato, baked potato. It's great. It works out in the end, but it takes time.
Certainly.
No longer. With Spounds.
Yes.
You pop it on.
Yep.
You empty the contents of your fridge into the top of the Spounds unit.
Sure. Just behind your head.
Yep.
You duck your head down. You sort of, you ferret around, foraging into the depths of recesses of your fridge. You then kind of lightly throw the items backwards, and with a kind of almost a sort of humpback motion, you catch them.
Yes. So once it's in,
yep.
Then you tug the cord.
Of course. And again, not every set of scales has one, but the Spounds, without a shadow of a doubt. The cord, I mean, it's so integral, you didn't even mention it until now. Of course there's a cord. You activate it with a cord, really.
Yeah, it's cord activated. And then the Spounds kicks into action.
Yeah, this is when it's psychic, kind of...
It is petrol powered. So...
Yes.
And obviously it will do some cooking, so it does get a bit warm,
yeah,
on your back.
Yeah. obviously these scales. I mean, listen. I suppose for the truly uninitiated, we might need to go into it. But yes, obviously these scales do cook your food.
Yes, scales that cook.
Yes.
And once it's cooked, the dish.
Yep.
Then all you have to do is lower down the tube.
Yep, absolutely.
Which goes straight into your mouth.
Yes. It's cord on one side, tube on t'other.
And then you... that's when the alarm rings, which says, Spounds! Spounds! Spounds!
Yes. So...
And then it'll shoot... It'll shoot some hot, delicious food straight into your mouth.
Right, yes. Yes, absolutely.
And it knows exactly how much you ought to eat.
Yes, right.
And it knows exactly what to make from your ingredients.
So
now, sometimes it doesn't use all the ingredients. It goes, no, I don't want that.
Okay, and what happens to those ingredients?
There's another tube which goes directly to the bin.
Yes. So you do, you have to stand near the bin. You sort of stand over the bin, really.
I would recommend the Spound stool.
Oh, okay. So we were accessorizing here.
Oh, yeah. It's great because it is quite heavy.
Yes.
So it's
it's got a petrol powered engine attached to it.
It's nice to brace yourself a bit.
Yes.
And then it kind of clips onto the stool, so you can sit down without having to
nice.
fully carry the weight of Spounds.
Lovely. So you can basically relax near the bin.
Yes. And you do have to be near the bin. And or a bin is near you.
Yeah. And potentially we discovered near some kind of open window or just kind of well ventilated area, because
yes.
the sheer amount of petrol fumes that surround you. And some people actually really enjoy that smell and that scent. You know, for other people, that enjoyment poses, it's a problem.
Yeah, but for those who it poses a problem, I would say don't worry about it.
Yeah, just try not to, just relax. But obviously, we've discovered that, you know, after X amount of petrol fumes, one, it's possible for one to pass out. That's doubly difficult if at that point you are being, I don't want to use the word force-fed, but, cleverly and rightly fed. A unit of food by the Spounds, which is coming down through the tube.
Yeah, yeah.
For those folks out there who are interested in, say, cooking a nice joint of roast beef.
Oh, lovely! Yes.
For instance, they want to cook a nice big roast beef, and they want to know whether the Spounds would facilitate such a thing.
Absolutely. Look, chuck it in, and see what comes out.
Well, that's really the question that I think is probably on a lot of people's lips. What would come out and how? I mean, are we talking the whole joint coming down the tube? Is there a slice function? Is it pureed? Or would the Spounds quite rightly have, you know, other higher plans for those ingredients? Is it possible that roast beef could just go directly into the bin.
It might go into the bin, but that's what the Spounds is deciding for you, what you should be eating that day.
Of course. So could you talk me through the various meals that you enjoyed whilst
great, absolutely,
spounding.
So I popped in a courgette.
Yep.
I popped in some corn mince.
Lovely.
Which is a vegetarian vegan
meat substitute. Yep.
I popped in an onion.
Lovely.
I put in 4 cloves of garlic.
Yep.
And a tin of tomatoes.
Wonderful. And what did the Spounds make use of? What did it do away with?
So it took only 45 minutes.
Wonderful.
And what I did get shot into my mouth is I got some baked garlic.
You got some so it essentially threw away absolutely everything else.
Yep, which is totally fair. And you know what? After I ate the baked garlic, I felt great.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, that's that's what a snack.
Yeah, it was a snack. And I guess Spounds felt that I didn't really need a meal. I wanted a snack.
And this was at your dinner time?
This was dinner time. Right. Yeah, I hadn't really eaten that much that day.
Yeah, I mean, I was quite impressed at the amount of food you sort of assembled for that.
Yes, no, the producers allowed me to go shopping.
Wonderful.
Which is nice. And you know, I managed to scrounge enough for some pretty exciting meals. I mean, obviously I didn't eat the meals that I had intended, but that's fine because Spounds, you know, wanted me to have something else, which is really exciting. You know, it's like going to, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and you just wish the waiter would say, look, have this because this is going to be the best thing.
Yeah. So really, this is the best of both, because what you have to do is first and foremost choose exactly what you want to eat using your own ingredients and essentially, you know, a recipe of your own devising. Once you've done all of that, then it's really a case of just handing that over and rolling the dice and seeing what comes out.
But you don't need to put, you know, that was my first meal. That was me thinking, I fancy a bolognese.
Right. So basically, it's actually more a case of just, you know, letting go.
Oh.
And you just totally throw in some herring.
Everything in.
You know, some mayonnaise.
Yes.
Some dry lentils.
Absolutely.
A couple of old olives.
Yes.
And some ice cream.
And then in that case, I got some roasted olives.
Wow. Okay. Does it sort of have a tendency to dispense with everything except the smallest items, which it then sort of heat?
I must admit,
the
tube is quite small.
Is it really a hot tube? Is it basically that the tube heats up and they tip in?
Yeah, don't put your lips on the tube. It will burn your lips.
Oh, wow. What do you do?
You kind of hold
it from a distance.
No, you have to hold the tube, just grip it with your teeth.
Ah, right. That must still be quite an experience.
Yes, but it won't burn. Your teeth won't burn.
Okay. You'll kind of feel the heat.
Oh, you'll feel the heat pumping into your mouth.
Yes, and not just the heat, but any small item. roughly olive or garlic sized,
I've also had some peanuts, some warm peanuts.
Some baked peanuts.
Baked peanuts.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could bake plums.
Okay.
But I had a couple of plums.
Fairly small plums?
Very small plums.
Yeah.
Yes.
Potentially an egg?
No, unfortunately not.
Ah.
No, I did put in a couple of eggs.
They didn't?
No, they went into the bin.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I think whilst some critics might say that its claims of being psychic were a little overblown, I think it shows us that, you know, minimalism is an incredibly important thing in today's overcluttered day and age. You know, Marie Kondo, the cleaning specialist, talks about throwing out things which don't spark joy.
Totally.
Yeah.
So yeah, become a minimalist today by strapping on this giant.
Yes. And perhaps buying the stool, which is...
I really would recommend the stool.
Yeah.
Partly because, you know, you wouldn't be able to spend, you know, a full hour just standing with spouns on your back.
Yes. And be aware, of course, that one of the great things about owning spouns is that you also get to participate in today's vibrant petrol economy. And
oh yes, which feels great.
Yes. How big are the sort of the petrol sort of tankards which are attached to the...
It's 2 gallons.
It's yeah, which is another per measurement.
Per meal.
Per meal. Wonderful. Well, yes.
I'd also recommend the silicone lip guards.
Ah, yes.
Which help if you want to rest your lips.
Certainly. Not essential, but again, as with the stool, they really do enhance the experience.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's the spec. How much are we talking? What's our price point?
Well, it's a subscription service.
Right.
And it's £50 per meal that it makes.
Right. And is that... Do you have to buy the petrol separately?
Yes.
Yes. So you're subscribing to owning, sorry, to leasing or the spouns.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Yeah, £50 per meal plus petrol.
Could be yours today.
Trunkers.
Trunkers!
Thank goodness the trunkers are here.
Oh, I loved wearing my trunkers.
We loved them. You will love them too. The trunkers are one of the most special items that have come to the warehouse.
Yes. Yes.
They are not your everyday trunks.
No. Gosh. No.
Couldn't be further from it.
No. They are very different.
Yeah. I mean, they're not really trunks at all.
No. And trunks... How would you, to someone who doesn't know exactly what trunks are, how would you describe
what
those?
What trunks are? Well, I mean, listen, obviously you've got your swimming trunks, which are, you know, they could be sort of almost budgie smugglers, essentially.
Yes,
at that point.
Yes.
But these are trunkers.
Yes, they are trunkers.
Yeah. You know, you think of trunks and you've got trunks on one end of the spectrum. You've got jumpers. On the other end of the spectrum, gloriously in the middle is your trunker.
Yeah, which is basically it's a combo of the both.
Yes.
It's an all-in-one jumper trunk.
Yeah, it's made of wool. It is essentially the Victorian ideal of the swimming trunk.
Yeah.
And as we all know, Victoriana is back in.
Big, big, big.
Yes. Listen.
Other sizes of your trunkers.
Yes, it only comes in one size, and that size is big, 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 which was before the Americanized XL came into parlance. The Victorians, big, big, big.
Which back in Victorian times is probably about a medium now.
Yes, it's not necessarily the most straightforward measuring system, and it is it's one size probably fits most.
Yes,
it's big, big, big. Listen, fuel prices are on the rise. We're going to stop using fuel. We're coming over dependent on technology. There'll be a real backlash. We are, in many ways, going back to the good old days of Victorian living. And one of the great innovations that the Victorians had were the extremely modest bathing equipment.
Yes,
they had. They were bathing. They're obviously famously the sort of bathing houses, the sort of the bathing machines that went out into the sea.
That's
so
right.
That you could stand modestly in there. But even within the bathing machine, you would be more or less covered from head to toe.
And now you can be covered from neck to crotch.
Yes, because they're slightly more risque. This is Victoriana with a modern twist.
Yes, which I love.
Neck to crotch is
yes, it's a long sleeve jumper that
and notice that... obviously you said crotch, not waist, so it's very much a It's a sort of, really the classical take on the mankini, I suppose, is perhaps a good way of thinking about it.
Yes, yes, but woolen and long sleeve.
It's long sleeved, yes, yes. Heaven forfend that the arms be exposed, because that's what society wasn't really ready for. No, it's sort of, it's basically, if you think of a T-shaped piece of fabric,
yes,
that extends across your arms, you pop your neck through the middle, and then it's just sort of a straight loop down over the crotch, and then back up, even more slenderly. It goes up the central crevice of the body, and then up to the neck, and then you are good to go.
Yeah, yeah, and your arms are really, they are covered.
And we can't stress that enough. The sleeves are slightly long, in fact. They kind of do, they come over the wrists, and you could probably kind of tuck your fingers in and kind of ball your fists up and really make sure that no one is scandalized by your arms.
No. No, they're not at all.
Yeah. Arms really were the last taboo in Victorian England, and it was considered very bad form to show them. However, vast swathes of your torso will be on display if you wear the trunkers, as we imagine you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure I'm not the only one to have a trunkers tan.
And it is a very, very... it's a distinctive... You know a fellow trunker when you see one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't avoid seeing the very distinctive tan lines.
Yes, especially, I mean, only if you see that person fully nude.
No, of course, because otherwise they'd be wearing their trunkers and they wouldn't have those lines.
Yes, indeed.
Unless they found themselves with a big instead of a big trunker.
Well, there are a couple of big available.
There are a couple around. Yes, look out for them.
Yes, which translates to an extra small.
Yes.
In current measuring. Now, I'm getting a few questions on the message board.
We've got a message board.
Yes, we've got a message board. Now
it's, that's exciting.
We've had it the whole time. It's just been fixed recently.
Oh right.
Yes. So lots of messages. One saying testing. Is this getting through? Okay, these are quite old.
Okay.
Down here, some of the more recent messages from listeners,
right,
listening as we speak, asking about the notion of it being made of wool.
Yes.
And does that not contract and shrink after it's been in the water?
Yes, of course it does, which is great because what the Victorians want you to do is to lose weight and to exercise and for the trunker to shrink with you. So that's why it only comes in big, because after one swim it'll go to big, which of course
and eventually
it's an extra small,
and finally to big,
yes, which is an extra
large small. It's a large child.
Yes.
Yes, the Victorians were a very healthy, industrious people, famed for walking vast distances, famed for taking on huge athletic feats. They were interested in losing weight, and very interesting, the way they felt the weight should be lost is just by contracting the height of a human being. It was felt that it was a sign of slothfulness being too tall. It was having excess energy, which could have been expended on more useful things. So the trunker... as we described, it wraps beneath the crotch and back up, and it will pull you. After you've gone for a wade,
yes,
ideally in total private seclusion,
please.
You will then emerge. You'll keep the trunker on, and it will gradually shrink. And in doing so, it will pull you closer. It will pull your shoulder blades closer to your waist.
Yeah, it will aid your ensmolening.
It'll truncate you is what it will do. That's the genesis of that word. It's believed. To be truncated is to have gone about the business of wearing some trunkers and and shrinking. And Ivan, may I say,
and I've worn it for 30 days.
After 30 days, and I know it came as a bit of a surprise to you at first, because you were delighted to be going. You went for a paddle in the the skip full of rainwater outside.
Yes,
and it did rain very heavily the night before.
Thankfully,
so you were able to head out there, arms totally covered.
Yes, that's right.
Modestly, in you hopped. Had a lovely splash around.
It was delightful.
And I mean, just the sheer act of, you know, cleaning oneself.
What a relief.
An absolute blessing for you and for your colleagues in many ways. What happened next?
Yes. Once I got out, the trunkers, they dried up. They kind of shriveled in a tiny bit. And then...
It's a remarkable wool, isn't it?
It's very strong.
Yeah, it's very, very, very stretchy at first, but has this sort of tensile capacity to kind of retract after the fibres have been bedampened.
Yes, yes. So do be careful if you go out in the rain, because you don't want to accidentally bedampen it when you're not in a wading situation.
So yeah, if you're going for a stroll wearing just your trunkers,
which you know, one might
be going to the shops. it's possible. The places to keep one's wallet and keys are perhaps a little limited. But if you can make it work, then good for you. Ivan, I would have to say, having watched you over the course of 30 days, the way that your body has change shape is truly remarkable.
I'm now a Victorian small.
Yes, in the upper body.
Yes,
because obviously your legs are every bit as long and svelte and elegant as they ever were.
Thank you.
But your upper body, your torso.
Yes, I've been shrunk down. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Your shoulder blades.
I think a lot of my vertebrae have fused together.
I would say so.
Yes.
I would say so. But it really is a case of quality over quantity when it comes to your vertebrae. Obviously, your arms have remained the same length.
Albeit, because obviously the trunkers contract, so they've been squeezed. They're narrowed.
They're slender.
Yeah, they are slender.
Yes, they're
slender
sort of,
arms.
They're like almost like large sort of pipe cleaners, I suppose. And the effect is more marked because the same proportional shrinkage hasn't occurred anywhere else in your body. It's just the arms. Don't think about that.
No, don't.
Just invest in a pair of trunkers today and we'll see you down at the sea. Except, ideally, we won't see you because modesty is key.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's flogging something cool.
Good grief, Ivan. What time is it?
Well, it's 5:30 Brandbassador o'clock.
Does that mean we're late?
It means we are... we're early for the great Brandbassador.
I think that's a loose interpretation of telling the time from Ivan, but the broad thesis and sweep of what he says is correct. It is Brandbassador o'clock. We are joined in the Sound Deals warehouse by a very special guest. She is an actor, a writer, a comedian. She is one third of Sketch Trio Massive Dad. She is co-host of the Nobody Panic podcast and now co-author of the Nobody Panic book. But above all of these things, she has another string to her bow, which is a forensic business mind. And she is bringing a product to the Sound Deals warehouse this evening. Before we learn about what that product is, hello, Stevie Martin. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
We are absolutely thrilled. We are thrilled to have you in the Sound Deals warehouse. And we are inordinately thrilled to be talking about the product that you're bringing to market today.
Me too. It is my favorite product I think I've ever come into contact with, and that's saying something.
Oh, that's huge. That's a huge endorsement.
A product that you endorse so much, you're putting your name to it.
I'm putting my life on the line for it.
Good grief. Well, I mean, I hope to hear a lot more about that. But as we get into the nitty gritty details of this, let's reveal to the world the product we're all talking about.
Yes, mm-hmm. That product, of course, is
the bus boy toy.
The bus boy toy.
Oh, the bus boy toy! I spent a glorious 30 days with the bus boy toy. But how did you first encounter the bus boy toy?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of an interesting story because, as you know, when I was growing up, you know, as a woman, I didn't know what a bus boy was. And you might think I don't know what one is now, but you'd be wrong, because of course I do. And I was given a bus boy toy by my my grandfather. He was given one. It's often a hereditary thing. It's passed down.
Yes.
But what we've done is we've branded that. So we've kind of cut out the middleman, the kind of annoying hereditary business.
Yes.
And you can just now buy it, and it just sort of says it's been passed down to you by your grandparents.
Absolutely. So it's great for orphans.
So great for orphans. So great for people that just don't like their grandparents or anything that their grandparents have passed down to them. You know, I don't know, like sometimes you get like a dish, you know, no, Nana, I don't want a dish. I want a bus boy toy. Is something that you hear so often at funerals.
Constantly.
Mm. Well, no longer will you hear that because no Stevie is bringing the bus boy toy to the Sound Deals listeners.
I am. Of course, the bus boy toy is, you know, it's for all ages. It's for all delectations. Essentially what it is a way and a method to have fun with boys on the bus. Safe, clean fun. You get on the bus, it's a long old journey, or it's a short journey. Either way, it's boring. We all know the number one thing about a bus is it's boring.
Preach. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You get on the bus with your bus boy toy. It's sort of in the shape of a water gun. And when you press that trigger, does water come out? No, it does not. A little hand comes out and tickles, mm-hmm. Tickles the boys on the bus.
Yes. It's a conversation starter.
It's an icebreaker. It's a conversation starter. And what better item to be handed down from generation to generation to know that you would be on public transport tickling the boys in the same way that your grandfather did,
just like your grandfather before you
during the war. And it obviously, as Stevie, as you pointed out, it skips a generation, doesn't it? It's always grandparent to grandchild.
Your parents have never tickled a boy on a bus, for better or worse. Obviously, there's the sister to the bus boy toy, which is the train girl tickler, yes. And that's obviously alternating down the other side, so your parents are probably tickling girls all over the place. Now there's a lot of issues with that. The Me Too movement quite rightly raised some problems, so that's been discontinued, but no problems tickling men, so
no.
That continues to go strong, and if anything, it gains popularity.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of gaining popularity, Ivan, you spent 30 days tickling boys on buses.
Yes, and what a pleasure it was. Thank you once again.
Both for you and for them, I presume.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, partly for me, just to get out of the warehouse, get out and about, get on a bus.
Absolutely.
Obviously, buses are boring, and so I did need the bus boy toy. But, you know, in a way, just get out the warehouse was a pleasure.
Well, let's focus on the product.
Oh, no, let's, because... Oh, what an amazing product. That little hand is so scarily realistic, is it not, Stevie?
Yes, and I like how it comes in all different shapes and sizes. So you've got the dad hand, you've got the mother's hand, you've got the baby hand.
Yeah, I had what looked like a withered baby hand.
A withered baby hand, yeah. You've got your withered hand. You've got your withered... I would say the spectrum runs from withered baby's hand right through to surprisingly robust old person's hand.
Lovely, lovely. So there's a range of busboy toys that you can get, and I guess you just find the one that feels most like one that might be passed down from generation to generation.
Oh yeah,
down your lineage.
Yeah, it's important to purchase it in the style of a hereditary gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So that will, you know, it's often made of China, or just very old wood. The manufacturers were debating about creating it to be plastic with like a sort of wood effect, but I just thought, you know, well, we all just thought really it didn't test very well in the testing room that they do for toys.
Which of course is a bus, because this toy can only be used on a bus.
Yes, so it tested poorly in the trials on the bus because people sort of felt like it was very new, and it needs to appear old. Also, it needs to appear, you know, like when you think about, and I think everyone, you know, knows the answer to this. When you think about what your lineage is, you know, is it withered? Is it baby? What gesture? If you could pop a gesture onto your lineage, what gesture would that be? Is the hand pointing? Is it a fist? Is it a sort of a downwards claw, the upwards claw? Personally, my lineage is your ring finger and your index finger sort of pointed in a kind of 45 degree angle to your arm. Because I'm, of course, my last name is Martin, so that's self-explanatory. So yeah, you've got to have a think and pick the range, pick the size. They're all blue, because
they're for boys.
Because they're tickling boys. And thanks for that. Because some people ask why, and it's good to know that we're all on the same page.
Pretty obvious, yeah.
I thought it was pretty obvious as well, but there was others. Should we put it on the package? You know, no. Like, it's blue for boys, obviously.
Absolutely, a universal symbol. There simply could be no other colour, it lets you know what you're getting.
A little withered blue baby.
Oh, the hand is blue. The hand itself.
Yeah,
seen the product? Yeah, the hand's blue.
I've seen it from a distance. I've been driving into work, and I've driven next to the bus, and on some mornings I've seen a van really. reaching out and tickling as best he can the other boys on the bus. There's often a bit of distance as they kind of back away to a
but luckily the bus boy toy really does reach. It has extensions, so you can
got a good reach.
You don't need to sit directly behind someone you want to tickle. You can have four seats worth of a gap between you.
Yeah, we've also got, of course, because you may find yourself sat on a bus and you're surrounded by women, any other gender than a cis man, you've got problems. You've got problems, and I don't mean that in the way that you think of it. I mean it because you can't tickle them boys. So there's obviously, you've got a good bend in it if you need it to. It can bend to the left, can bend to the right. It can sort of loop over. You've got a good sort of 3 meter radius of tickling.
Absolutely spectacular. Ivan, what was your bus boy toy made of? Did you have the china or the wood?
Actually, I had I think it was bone.
Oh,
yes.
So
correct.
It was bone, and it was a withered baby hand that.
Yes.
Blue bone.
Blue. Well, I mean, I presume it was bone with a kind of a painted an enamel finish.
Right, certainly. And you're withered. And what gesture did your baby's hand?
It was almost akin to Oliver's, please, sir, may I have some more, but just with one
yes.
hand.
With one hand, yes. That is a challenge, isn't it? Because often your lineage will spring to mind a sort of double-handed gesture
yes.
with which we can only, of course... I mean, what I would say is, if you want to make it more true to your grandfather, I'd say buy two busboy toys. And
buy two,
yeah.
Of course. Well, I certainly will be doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. As the old fun song we all used to sing at school, the wheels on the bus go round and round. There's a large with the time tickling me. Yes. We all remember that song.
People often forget the second verse.
They do.
It's a bit like the national anthem, isn't it? There's a lot extra.
Which also involves the busboy toy.
The busboy yes, absolutely. God save our queen. Send her victorious, happy and glorious. There's a large withered hand on a bus.
It's not assault.
God save our queen. It's not assault. Yes, which the royal family are really taking to heart, that message.
It's a real shame that Prince Charles will never get to play with the busboy toy, because obviously it will pass down to...
Yes, it was from Philip to William.
To William, yeah. I don't think he's actually... I've never seen Wills on a bus. The Wills on the bus go round and round.
The Wills... Glorious, yes. And they really would, as and when he chooses to take that first historic journey. Mm.
Stevie, how much would it cost our Sound Deals listeners to buy the busboy toy?
£219.
There you go. £219. That is quite the deal for a lifetime of play. And also, you presumably pass it on to your grandchildren.
Exactly. And on and on. Not your children, but
your
grandchildren. Yeah.
Please, not your children.
Never your children. Stevie Martin, thank you so much for joining us in the warehouse.
Thank you for having us, May. Sorry.
Well, thank you so much to the wonderful Stevie Martin there, a superb brand ambassador. Thank you for joining us in the warehouse, Stevie. And if you at home would like to experience more Stevie Martin in your life, then be sure to check out her wonderful sketches with Lola Rose Maxwell and her podcast, Nobody Panic, which is now also a book.
Oh, I love books.
Really?
You know, the thought of them.
Sure.
And the thought of Stevie's book is amazing. Nobody Panic, How to Be a Functioning Adult Without Screaming.
Which is something I've noticed you've done a lot less of recently.
Yeah. One of Ronnie's tips.
Yes.
And you know, like, Nobody Panic is a book with tips for living your life. And yes. Ronnie, very much a similar tip-tician.
Amazing. And I mean, I'd love to hear a few more of his tips.
Screaming is not attractive.
Okay. So that's a similar starting point.
But shouting, now that shows your alpha level.
Alpha credentials, yeah. Now, I obviously haven't met Ronnie. I don't know anything about his work. You hinted a couple of things that do certainly present at least an amber light, perhaps.
Sure.
In terms of Ronnie's values. And possibly some of the things that he's got you dressed up in, although, you know, if you feel good in them, then that's a positive. Other than shouting, is there anything else he endorses?
Yeah, he's big fan of pheromones.
Right.
Obviously, he knows a lot about pheromones from his...
Does he collect them from the...
Fumigation.
From the pets that he... Is that a sort of ancillary benefit of his? So he'll, and again, I don't yet know how he puts these animals temporarily. Also, what does he do with them? Where do they get? Do we know where they get rehoused? I mean, I'm not certain you even said that's what happens to them. Do we know?
Look, he takes care of them.
Right.
Don't you worry.
Is the main?
Yeah. That's like, what says it on the van.
Sure. But he possibly, you know, grabs a bit of pheromone here and there from the creatures he looks after.
Yep. So he's a strong... Yeah, and he does sell different perfumes for other alphas.
By perfumes, do you mean just bottled animal pheromone?
Yeah.
Right. Any particular ones that have taken your fancy?
No, I can't afford any at the moment, but I am saving up right now. What can I afford? Well, you know, he did give me a little top tip. The metal rats that are in the warehouse.
Yes, and they're gathering strength.
Yeah, they are. They really are, and I really hope that the Sound Deals producers hire Ronnie to get rid of
them. Mm-hmm.
But he did say that urine carries a number of pheromones.
Certainly.
So if I just roll around in a little puddle, and I mean, there are plenty.
Oh, there are. I mean, you are, you know, in many ways a wealthy man.
Yes.
If you were to, yeah, you know, place a value on the puddles of rat urine, which are about, I mean, yeah, I've had a hop over a few to.
So, although I can't maybe afford, you know, his distilled pheromone perfumes, what I can afford is to
splash on.
Yeah, just have a little dab, and that will instantly let the others know that I'm in business.
It certainly will let them know that you're nearby, because they, I mean, obviously they say that, you know, that scent is one of the things that is, you know, most connected to your memory and, yeah, to your recall. And I mean, yeah, I was aware of your presence sort of long before you, you know, you turned the corner today.
Great.
And joined me here in the studio. And, you know, long after we part ways, I suspect there will be a kind of a certain sort of lingering memory of you on my nostrils.
Well, for those at home who want a little bit of that, don't forget to pop in your order form that you are up for me flirting with you. I'll make sure I double splash before I turn up.
Good grief.
And it'd be lovely to see you. It'd be lovely for you to smell me. And let's just see where it goes.
Well, Ivan, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On this new chapter of your life.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very exciting.
Wonderful. Well, that is more or less all we have time for in the Sound Deals studio this evening. Mm-hmm. So until next week, we wish you
uh-oh
all the best.
Oh, sorry. Wait. What's that sound?
Oh, we've got a couple of recalls to... Not sure what that
sorry, that's
means,
a bit, but... bit strange. I think some of the products, for some reason...
Yeah, unknown.
This doesn't really happen.
This isn't regular.
So.
Look, yeah, we'll crack through these, and then Ivan, off you go.
Yes.
Bracelet binder.
The bracelet binder. Yes, it did bind all your bracelets to make one lovely bracelet. But what to yourself, unfortunately, and not your wrist. So please, we are recalling this before you find yourself with a very small belt.
And to those who've already used it, we wish you every success.
Bonkers bridal wear.
5 serrated tin cans gaffer taped together. Yes, that was bonkers bridal wear. It did not look like the very elegant design on the outer packaging.
Ceiling spacer.
Technically, did the ceiling spacer give you more space in your ceiling? Yes.
Yeah.
Was it a dodgy man called Ralph who was basically taking your roof? Also, yes. So we apologize, we recall this, and if anybody knows where Ralph is, please do call the police.
He has been recalled to prison.
Danger brackets.
A triumph of marketing in that these were simply some conventional brackets for a wall that were enormously unsafe. They were even less safe than they were marketed as, however, and as a result, and following a number of fatalities, we, with regret, must recall the product.
Steal divers.
Yes, divers do steal. So please be aware of Ralph.
Who we have reason to believe has taken up in a undersea hideout.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Olesker, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.